Regular listeners know we often dig into the politics, economics, and social issues centered along Ohio's back roads. I mean, we're Farm Bureau, so it's no surprise we talk a lot about rural issues. Today, though, we're going to get into some of those very same topics with representatives of Ohio's biggest cities. Mayors Lydia Mihalik of Findlay and Nan Whaley of Dayton are members of a new coalition of Ohio's 30th biggest cities. And today we're going to hear about and from the Ohio Mayors Alliance on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
One way I often describe Ohio is that we are on the western edge of the People Belt and the eastern edge of the Corn Belt. Ohio is home to 11.5 million people, literally surrounded by 15 million acres of farm ground. Many of those people live in Ohio's bigger cities. 30% of Buckeyes live in the state's 30 largest cities. The chief execs for those cities have recently banded together into a group called the Ohio Mayors Alliance. And to tell us their story today, our guests are Lydia Mihalik. She is the mayor of the great city of Findlay, Ohio. Nan Whaley is the mayor of the equally great city of Dayton, Ohio. And Yvonne Lasisco, our vice president public policy for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Ladies, welcome to the show, and especially to our two mayors.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be on. Glad to be here.
So, Mayor Whaley, maybe you could start and tell us a little bit about the alliance. A year plus or so old?
Yeah, we started putting it together in about December of 15. I think we had our first meeting actually in Washington, D.C. in January of 16th at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, where was the dinner. Lydia was there, and we decided we were going to move forward really with this idea of bringing the 30 largest population centers, the 30 largest cities in the state together as mayors, as the leaders of those communities, because we've had such a struggle, frankly, in the past 6 to 8 years with the state legislature really understanding issues affecting cities. And we thought if the mayor started engaging in a more direct way with the state legislature, started having conversations about, hey, this is what happens to our community when that we could be, you know, affect positive change for our communities. And we came out publicly this past November.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Mihalik, how's it working so far, the idea of getting the CEOs from 30 big towns together?
It's actually gone over really well. I've been very impressed by the commitment of these CEOs, you know, leaders of great communities in the state of Ohio. They're committed to continuing the conversation and really developing relationships amongst ourselves. I think there's been a lot of information sharing between cities, which is great. I think we like to say that we steal shamelessly and share passionately one another's ideas. And,
right.
You know, that's how we make the state amazing in and of itself together. So it's really gone over well. And I think we're getting a great reception from our partners at the state level as well. I think they're happy to see that we're engaged and in tune with what's going on. And, you know, I know that they love to hear directly from us. So this has been a great avenue for us to have that conversation.
Of course, Yvonne, we're Ohio Farm Bureau, so we have zero interest in what's going on in the large metro areas of Ohio.
So not true. So, I mean, it is always interesting to look at that major partnership that happens between rural Ohio and urban Ohio and even suburban Ohio. And you know, the from getting from field to fork, it doesn't stop it, you know, once you enter the city. By all means, many of our processors, many of our restaurants, our grocery stores, all of those are in our metropolitan areas. And so that relationship between the consumer and the farmer and that understanding about the different needs of consumers within those different areas is really important to us.
Well, and further, I was going to say, I mean, the small it's every city from Columbus in population to Lima. And so if you take Mayor Berger from Lima, who is in Allen County, surrounded by a lot of Ohio's farming industry, has a very good understanding of that and that connection between rural and urban, for sure.
Well, you mentioned Lima. I'm going to try not to do this too often or we'll be here all day. But those 30 cities are, and I did not memorize these. I had to jot them down. Akron, Beaver Creek, Cincinnati, Cleveland Heights, Columbus, Cuyahoga Falls, Dayton, Dublin, Elyria, Euclid, Fairfield, Findlay, Grove City, Hamilton, Kettering, Lakewood, Lima, Lorain, Middletown, Parma, Springfield, Toledo, and Youngstown. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to do that.
Good job.
But I got some of those, or, you know, everybody knows Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, sure. Toledo, Akron. There are some towns in there that are on the periphery yep. of those major metropolitan areas, too.
Right. Well, you know, when Mayor Bob Stone of Beaver Creek, I went over to see him. It's a suburb of Dayton. And we had a piece of cherry pie at his favorite pie place. You know, he said, I'm shocked I'm one of the top 30 cities. And so there was an awareness made, too, with some of these towns that, yeah, you're one of the 30 largest population centers for the cities. And they've been excited and super engaged. And the other thing about the group is it's pretty bipartisan. And that was really important to us, too, is to make sure that we had both Democrats and Republicans and made sure that those voices, when we set policy or agree on policy, that both parties would agree.
And while bipartisan, it is interesting that, you know, the majority of the things that we talk about, you know, we are all in pretty much agreement. Mm-hmm. There is little conversation around the things that we don't agree on. So it's neat to see that, you know, issues are really important to cities and it's not really political in right. that way. So it's been really positive.
Rebecca, let's save that clip and send it to our legislators and lawmakers in Washington, if we could, please. And sometimes down to the State House, too, but we won't go there. That's a different show. Mayor Mihalik, the guiding principles. Mayor Whaley talked a little bit about the genesis of the organization, but as you and your fellow mayors gather, how do you hope to conduct business? You mentioned bipartisanship. I assume that's where things start.
Yeah, certainly. So we're also just looking to educate those who are making policy that impact, you know, some of the individuals here in the state of Ohio that call our cities home. And I think, you know, sometimes there is this vacuum that is created here in Columbus whereby it sounds like a good idea, but there isn't much discussion with whom it really impacts. And I think it's awesome that this group of mayors who can't just sit down or sit on our hands and not accomplish anything. We're telling our legislators, look, these are the things that are important to us. Quit harming us. Be a partner in our economic growth and the prosperity overall of the state of Ohio.
The other thing that's really key, too, is that we know there's a trend now from 1960 to 2010. The young people under 30, according to the American Community Survey and the Census Bureau, when asked where they wanted to live, they did not answer cities. They would say rural or suburban areas, particularly suburban. Rural stayed constant through the whole 50 years. In 2010, it switched. Suburban to city switched pretty dramatically. And so for Ohio to be competitive and to be able to keep young people, it's really important that we start this conversation with the state to say, listen, you know, if you're investing in these communities, we'll be able to keep young people in the state, which is really important for the future of Ohio as well.
So the mayors are anxious to have them in the cities. We're anxious to have them in rural areas.
Right, right.
That brain drain, it applies equally out in the hinterland.
Absolutely. And I think what we all agree on is we're anxious to keep them in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We know they are raised here. They learn our culture and our values here. They get educated here a lot of the times and then look elsewhere. And so I think that, like you're saying, there's a lot of mutual agreement points. And absolutely one of them is let's keep them in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, and further, I think, and you know, this is where both urban areas and the rural areas can agree on. Most of the growth of Columbus we talk a lot about has really happened from Ohio. So the studies show they haven't moved anybody out from like other states. It's just been our communities in Ohio. And so we really want to make sure that we keep that population across the state because we need young people in these, you know, mid-sized communities as well.
So do me a favor, because I know both of you could go for an hour about your town, but just share a little bit about the city of Dayton, Mayor Whaley.
Oh, that's like our favorite question, right?
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to keep my eye on the clock.
Yeah. So, so the city of Dayton actually is, you know, the home of great innovation and entrepreneurship, starting probably with the most famous brothers of the world, the Wright brothers. And we've continued to see that innovation come, you know, things that are made in Dayton go all through the world, pieces of Tesla machinery to aerospace to a lot of the work from climate technology. All of that is happening in the city. We're really a community that is in the business of making things. We suffered because of that one of the toughest Great Recessions that the state saw. We lost around 63,000 jobs during the Great Recession for our region. and have been beating a national job growth average since that, just I think because of how aggressive the whole was for us. You know, we're starting to see a lot of investment in our urban core. About $1 billion of investment between private sector and public sector. This past year, we led the country in the percentage of 35-year-olds and under moving to a community that bought a home. 51% of the people that bought homes in the city of Dayton were under the age of 35, and that did lead the country in that number. So we know this placemaking, walkability, bikeability, and affordability. Dayton is known as one of the most affordable cities in the country. It's usually Indianapolis, Akron, and Dayton that go back and forth on this number. But having that kind of entrepreneurship and innovation connected with an affordable place to live that's easy to get around in. And then we're also known right now for the home of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So lots going on in Dayton. I could go on forever.
So Mayor Mihalik, I've got a little experience. I grew up in Kenton.
Okay.
And so, you know, Findlay was the
neighbor.
Big city.
Yeah.
I mean, if we wanted something, man, we drove to Findlay.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about your town up there in Hancock County.
Sure. So Findlay is in the middle of Hancock County in northwest Ohio. We have around 45,000 people. We are the nation's number one micropolitan, 3 years running now. So if you want to do business, you want to expand your business, Findlay is the place to do it in a population of 50,000 or less. We're very proud of it. We're getting a lot of mileage out of that. So we're also the home of Marathon Petroleum Corporation. We're also the home to Cooper Tire and Rubber, and they make more dishwashers in Findlay, Ohio than they do anywhere else in the world. So we're a very diverse economy. We've got white collar, blue collar, and we're very heavily dependent upon our agriculture friends as well. We think we're a great small town that's got a lot going for it and is doing what we can to be a good competitor across the country for new and exciting investment and innovation.
Yeah, Ohio is kind of unique in that 25 to 50,000 range of city. There's a bunch of them here in Ohio, and many of our members live and work there.
Yeah, they absolutely do. We are so unique. And I think the interplay then that happens between rural Ohio and urban Ohio is unique. You know, you look to some of our Western brethren, as Joe was saying, and it is, you know, maybe one major town. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that we can have 30 in an organization in and of itself, what's considered kind of larger, is really a unique place to be. Outside of potentially like Florida, Texas, and California, we have more metropolitan areas than any other state. And so then that also makes for an interesting interplay in the fact that we've got farmers who are farming and folks who are in the cities, and a lot of times working back and forth between the two of them.
We are chatting today with two members of the Ohio Mayors Alliance, Lydia Mihalik of Findlay and Nan Whaley of Dayton. Yvonne Lasisco is with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Real quick, we've got just a moment here. Website, if folks want to learn more about the Ohio Mayors Alliance and such, I'm sure you can find them online. It's just a simple Google. But your towns, I'm sure, have websites as well. Got like a Chamber of Commerce site that you point to people towards to learn more about Dayton?
Absolutely. We definitely check people out at DaytonOhio.gov. And then the Mayors Alliance site is OhioMayorsAlliance.org.
And Findlay.
And Findlay is FindlayOhio.com. Pretty easy.
And Ohio Farm Bureau is OFBF.org if you want to learn more about us as well. We'll be back to talk with a couple of mayors of Ohio's biggest cities when we continue on Town Hall Ohio. We're talking with mayors of some of Ohio's biggest cities. Nan Whaley is from Dayton. Lydia Mihalik is from Findlay. Yvonne Lasisco, where's home originally? I know, but you can tell.
Huron County, a town of 1,500, Monroeville, Ohio.
All right, nice. So you wouldn't qualify as one of the big cities, but you're doing well in the big city. Yvonne is our vice president, public policy. Mayor Whaley, earlier in the show, you just touched on the feeling. It actually served as the reason why this alliance was formed and has become active. Your feeling that down here in Columbus at the state legislature, the issues important to cities maybe not getting the attention they deserve. Tell us more.
Well, there's a couple of points. We feel over the past 8 years when the state was going through the recovery and was passing their budgets, they really passed it on the backs of local communities, both the top 30 cities, but also townships and local government in general were attacked pretty constantly. We passed that budget on our backs. And while we were going through really tough times in our communities because we had lost jobs and lost our ability to raise income, at the same time the state was cutting us. And what the problem with that was it was tough the first time, but the second time, the third time, and the fourth time, as you keep on going through these budgets, it became where the cities were nearly at each other's throats with their state legislators and the state house. When I started when I was a city commissioner before and as mayor, I would have about three or four times a year a roundtable with our state legislatures in the Dayton area, not only Montgomery County, but in counties surrounding, just so they would know, like, this isn't just some crazy urban city that's making these decisions, really just trying to educate them on, like, what was going on in the city, why were we investing in a certain way, what was going on with the I-75 rebuild, which was an important part to all of us, those kind of conversations. And I found that they had much value. While we wouldn't always agree necessarily, we would be able to have an open line of communication. And so the idea started with what would happen if we had all of the large city mayors having that kind of conversation too, and really engaging with the leadership of the state house, engaging with the governor, engaging with those legislators to say, hey, this, what you're doing really matters. And so we started that in earnest this past year. And it's gone pretty well. Like we have Mayor Cranley, if he was here, he'd say, you know, we'd like the state legislature to take the oath doctors have, do no harm. That's where we start. And we've told them that when we had our first legislative breakfast earlier this year, he said that to them. Mm-hmm. And they've been responsive, I think, in the conversation. Not that we've, you know, there's still things in this budget, for example, that we're not okay with, for example, the throwback provision. But we have been starting to see, oh, this does affect our growth as a state. This does affect how we can really create jobs, how we can make Ohio be a stronger state with stronger cities. And so that conversation, I think, to see that, you know, the mayors are human beings and there's humans in these cities that are doing a lot of the providing for the state has been really important.
Mayor Mihalik, is it a similar story in Findlay?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think one of the driving points from our perspective in putting this group together was really that while the state's focus has been on growth and our economy and those types of things, we as cities are the economic engines for growth mm-hmm. in the state, and we are required to provide just the basic services. A lot of us do, and we, I think we'll go back to Mayor Cranley again. I mean, he said in the past,
can't quote him this much, buddy.
He's not here.
Head.
I know, but he says, you know, and he's told the leadership at the state house, you know, cities are not welfare dependents of the state. We are contributing significantly to the resources that are needed to provide services at the state level, but we're also responsible for our own. And I think that's what's been nice, is that I think that message is being heard. And I think what we have now is a good partnership with leadership and with our representatives in the Capitol.
Lydia's always more optimistic about it. I would say, like, we've made a good first step. I'll reserve judgment after June 30th, Lydia.
Budget's done, yeah.
On this first step. But, you know, when you have cities like Lorraine, Chase Rittenour, who's a member, you know, telling stories that when his police officers go on emergency runs, the cars break down. Okay, even though after he had to do an income tax increase that's really moved the tax shift burden on to local communities more, and he still isn't able to you know, take care of that capital income. There's real, we're talking about really basic city services that are in trouble here in some of these cities.
For what it's worth, as I tried to prepare a little bit for this show, this isn't unique to Ohio. I read an article in the Austin American Statesman, and the whole basis of it was that going forward, it's going to be the way of business, of government being done, that there's going to be more conflict between the cities and the states. And while there's certainly conflict, trying to get through it and make some gains is very important. As we move on, we're talking with the mayors of Findlay and Dayton, Lydia Mihalik and Nan Whaley. Yvonne Lasisco is in the studio with us from the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. The state budget, we've got just a quick minute here, something that Farm Bureau is paying very close attention to as well.
We are. And, you know, everybody, I think, is affected by the state budget. And as we continue to see cuts, everyone's saying, where do those programs that are so essential to us? So, you know, we've got rural extension issues and we've got research issues. And, and so, and local government funds. You know, it's interesting. You're talking about major municipalities, but a lot of Farm Bureau members are county commissioners, township trustees, mayors.
Yeah.
And so we feel the pain of all of those different things that are going on, and we're looking out for all those things in the budget as well.
Well, I want to get a little bit more specific on some of the issues that are created for a big city when this burden of financing services is lowered from the state down to the local municipality. We'll do that when we continue on Town Hall Ohio with Lydia Mihalik of Findlay, Nan Whaley of Dayton, Yvonne Lasisco from the Ohio Farm Bureau. The Ohio Mayor's Alliance was formed recently by the chief executive officers of Ohio's 30 biggest cities, and they are very busy working with their state lawmakers to help them understand some of the challenges that are going on in these major metro areas. We're talking today with Nan Whaley, the mayor of Dayton, Lydia Mihalik, the mayor of Findlay, Yvonne Lasisco from the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Mayor Whaley made the point that there are some very specific and very significant cuts that have to happen at the local level when, per your view, the state maybe discounts how much help they should be providing. Mayor Mihalik, maybe give me an example or two of where those pinches are felt in Findlay.
Sure. So, you know, we've since, done some housekeeping, since 2012 when I first walked in the door as mayor. We were under a tremendous amount of pressure to try and get our budgets on the right side in the black instead of the red. And a lot of those challenges had to do with, you know, number one, our income tax revenue was down because, you know, businesses weren't doing what they had done previously. But with the elimination of the estate tax, that was $1 million plus a year out of our budget. We've got a $25-26 million budget. And then local government fund cuts, that was big. And it appears as though, there's just this constant pressure on, you know, what we do and the services that we provide and even just the way that we tax things. You know, House Bill 5 was a major effort on behalf of the state to try and make some uniformity relative to income tax. But, you know, there should be some flexibility on what cities can do when it comes to generating revenue for the essential services that are necessary. Back in 2012, we were looking at laying off police officers. We laid off firefighters. With families, we had other individuals throughout our service side of the house that we had to lay off. We weren't improving our roads. We weren't doing the things that, you know, cities are supposed to do relative to infrastructure. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, it was all hands on deck to try and figure out how to provide the essential services, and we weren't getting the help, that we didn't have a partner in the state of Ohio. And it's been a challenge ever since. But the good news is that I think cities recognize that, you know, We're not going to count on anybody else, really, to help fix our problems. But what we need is a partner to take care of some of these issues, like the heroin epidemic, reinvesting in our cities with infrastructure, you know, opportunities. So that's how we continue to pull ourselves out of the hole that we were in.
So cuts to local government fund, the estate tax change, the changes in the tangible personal property tax, a lot of causes. What were some of the cuts that were painful for Dayton to make?
Dayton has gone through at the same time while these cuts were happening, we also were experiencing, like I said, this pretty significant recession. We have 40% less employees than we had in 2002. I mean, so it's an enormous cut. Imagine, I said this to one of the newspapers, I said, has any industry had a 40% cut and still did business? And they reminded me that they're newspapers.
Right. Yeah, right.
And some farmers.
Right.
So the 40% to still then provide police, fire services, paving of roads. We We didn't pave roads for 3 years. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about 52 square miles and not keeping up on that, that's really tough. I was in Sydney, Ohio, not one of the big 30, but still a city. You know, the line was you couldn't go through the city of Sydney without cursing just because of the amount of how tough the roads are. We're seeing that kind of infrastructure delayed happen in our communities. At the same time, Dayton experienced a really tough housing foreclosure during the Great Recession. So this was all happening at the same time, where we have around 6,500 vacant lots that need to be mowed. We were only mowing them 2 times a year. So imagine how your folks know how high something can get if only mowed 2 times a year. So those kind of things, neighborhood quality of service, you know, we just couldn't afford to do anymore. And we're frank with the citizens of Dayton that that's what's going on. This past November, we passed a 0.25% earned income tax with the support of the Chamber of Commerce to do 2 things. We did a universal pre-K for every 4-year-old, but also promised to mow every month and provide 20 new officers. We've gone from 540 officers to around 350 in the city of Dayton. The calls for service makes that go further and further along. Add that to the fact of the opiate addiction, where we have, you know, 350 deaths in Montgomery County last year. We'll beat that in June 30th, where we're doing mutual aid from other communities, cities like Brookville that are pretty rural, coming into Dayton to provide mutual aid assistance. That's the stress that's happening, not just to Dayton, but to cities all across Ohio.
So both mayors, unfortunately, have mentioned this opioid crisis. Gotten pretty high on the Farm Bureau members' agenda too, Yvonne.
Yeah, it absolutely is a priority issue for us too. And it's interesting that while the opioid addiction is something that we all face, we do face it in different ways. Mm-hmm. We have an issue. We don't have beds. We don't have the facilities.
Right.
And the facilities you have are completely overwhelmed.
Right.
So you at least have some resources, but they're not enough. Where our members are trying to find the resources, they're coming into your areas in order to find the resources. But we also have the addition of property issues. Property right issues. There, you know, we've stopped doing some roadside cleanups because they're finding these things on our roadside. So we face the same opiate addiction issue, but sometimes some things are unique to each of us.
But I would say, I'll say something in a bit.
You take visual signals quite well. We have to take a break. We'll allow you the opportunity to follow up on that. The quickly interrupted Mayor Nan Whaley from Dayton is in the studio, as is Lydia Mihalik of Findlay. Yvonne Lasisco from Farm Bureau will be back right after this. But we don't have Mr. Mayor. We have Ms. Mayor.
Where's the Mrs. Mayor?
Yeah, I don't have Mrs. or Ms. Mayor. I actually shopped for it, but could not find it.
Something you couldn't find there.
That's something I couldn't find. Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton. Lydia Mihalik is the mayor of Findlay. Yvonne Lasisco is the mayor of Ohio Farm Bureau's policy department.
I like
and,
that.
They're all in on the
Why
show.
Not?
Mayor Whaley, I had to cut you off before the break, though, but Yvonne was making the point that the drug abuse issues, they may be slightly different in the cities than they are in the rural areas, but they spill over, and we just have a giant mess here in Ohio.
Absolutely. I mean, I view it as a natural disaster, frankly. It's almost like a tornado or something comes through your community, and it's not the same after it's come through. But, you know, Mayor, this is a good example where the alliance definitely gets this. You know, Mayor Mihalik's in Hancock County when the House introduced the budget and they did put more money into opiate addiction. Remember the conversation we had about how a lot of the money was going into the bigger cities and it was being missed in the counties surrounding. An example for us is Miami County has no beds, so their Tip City Councilwoman, a small town, comes down and says, look, all of our folks are coming to Dayton. We would prefer, frankly, those people to have treatment in their own communities. That's something that would be both beneficial to the larger cities and to those communities around it. So that's an example where this conversation, and then Mayor Mihalik took it and headed down to Columbus again to talk about this issue. And really, how do we make sure that we have the appropriate response that fits not just big cities, but small communities as well? And that's really important for us as a larger community, too.
It's such a massive issue that, you know, takes response on all different fronts, from prevention to treatment to recovery. And there's so much that we don't know, but at the same time, there's a lot that we're learning amongst each other and being able to share. We had a great meeting today where we learned basically best practices for folks who are in recovery and or trying to get there through treatment. And I think there were some bright spots where some of us said, oh, yeah, that sounds like something, you know, maybe we can do together. But it certainly is something that is not just in the big cities. We're dealing with it in Findlay and Hancock County, and it's not just affecting those who are using. It's affecting the families and the children and the babies that are born. 43% of the children that were born in Hancock County last year were born to single parents. And then we're having this issue where they're being born addicted to opioids. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really unfortunate situation, and it has some everlasting effects, unfortunately.
And it's incredibly expensive.
That's for sure.
The expense for a community, the expense for rehabilitation, because it takes so long, and the prospects of not being successful the first time. They say someone that's addicted takes 5 to 7 times of treatment. The treatment is incredibly expensive, some of the most expensive we've seen for drug addiction to date. And then you just multiply that cost because we're using systems that aren't created to deal with the problem. So, you know, the justice system, one of the most expensive systems in government, mm-hmm. is the one that's tasked with dealing with this because there's no other system in place. And so that's the challenge for a small county to a large county. And that this epidemic does not discriminate, that affects every community across the state, is something that, you know, we think the state needs to get very, very serious about and very, very aggressive on.
So we got just a couple minutes. I want to switch to something that just depresses me, what we've been talking about, to something that I think is more positive. Yvonne, what's it say that we're sitting here with two mayors of two of Ohio's largest cities and the vice president of policy for a very influential organization at the State House, and all of you are ladies?
It says really good things.
I'm a lucky guy. Yeah.
I think that says really great things.
And let's not forget Rebecca engineering,
engineering
show.
This entire show. Thank goodness for her. So, and it is funny. We have so many leadership programs at Farm Bureau. We have so many board members. We constantly are striving to figure out, you know, what can we do to make ladies take that next step? You all deal with it, I'm sure, on a regular basis. What makes, you know, you went through the Joanne Davidson Institute. Sorry, Mayor Mihalik. I'm pointing. And, you know, but we look at it like, how do we encourage women to take that next step? And one thing I always say to women when I'm in a group with them is don't wait to be asked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a tendency that we tend to have, mm-hmm. and we wait to be asked. And then we, you know, evaluate whether or not we're worthy. No, plug ahead. We are worthy. And that risk of going into elected office, I think, is still a wall and a barrier that is still there. We're seeing women who will be active in campaigns, who will be the treasurer's campaigns, who will do the door-to-door, but they won't take that next step for elected office. So kudos to both of you for taking the next step for elected office.
I want to follow up on that just a little bit, but we've got to go to commercial break once again, and then we'll be back to learn more from leaders of two of Ohio's top three largest cities, Nan Whaley, mayor of the city of Dayton, Lydia Mihalik, the mayor of the city of Findlay, and Yvonne Lasisco is in with us today. She's our vice president of public policy at the Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back to wrap up this week's show right after this. Welcome back
it's
to Town Hall.
Fantastic.
You guys like that. Good.
Goodness gracious.
Well, we have to wrap up this week's show. It's been a very wonderful conversation with Nan Whaley and Lydia Mihalik. They are the mayors of Dayton and Findlay, respectively. Yvonne Lasisco with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Nan and Lydia, you both were nodding as Yvonne was talking about the importance of encouraging young women to get involved in political organizations and perhaps even running for office. Nan, you've kind of stepped up. Mm. Rumor has it you'd like another job. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably true. You can't be asked, right? Unfortunately, I was elected at the age of 29 as a city commissioner, which was fortunate, but I did have to be asked to run. I'm just like every other woman, every other study. Someone had to come, and I was working and active in campaigns, and someone had to say, have you thought about running for office? And I had to say, no, I hadn't. So I think it's also really important if you are supportive of women to tell women, like, hey, you should really think about this, because no offense to your gender, Joe, but guys, you know, if they have 60% of the resume hits right, they'll say they're completely qualified for the said job. Women need to have every single check off for them to feel comfortable. And really, when you take the step into public office or elected office, there's no way you can ever imagine to have every single thing checked off. And so that's one of the challenges we have.
I'll let you know I am the poster boy for doing more with less.
That's great. That's great. You could be a mayor.
I know I could tell just from as you were listening to what Mayor Whaley and Yvonne had to say, you're in complete accord.
Yeah, absolutely. So I ran for my first elected office at the age of 30. And I was.
We're youngins, weren't we?
Were youngins. And I was the first female mayor ever elected, the 55th mayor of Findlay. So. It's been around for a while. And, you know, I think Nan's right. You know, there are issues and representations that can be made and contributed to by women. And it's not, I think one of the things that is almost misunderstood sometimes is that, well, women need to get into politics because there are women's issues. And to tell you the truth, particularly when you're a mayor, there are all issues, right. You know, on the table that we can bring a great perspective to. I think the challenge that most women have when they want to get into politics is, how do you balance certain things, and can you make that work? And some do and some don't. And you know, I feel like I'm still trying to figure that out as a mother of three and a wife. So I've really enjoyed it. I think it's been great. There's definitely been some challenges along the way. I think we are definitely still paving. You know, that road for future generations, but there are women who have come before us that were standing on their shoulders right now. So, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to make things better than what we found them. And I don't think that matters what your gender is.
So, Mayor Whaley, I threw this out there and you graciously ignored it, but I'm going to give you a chance just real briefly here.
Dun, dun, dun.
You'd like to do something else in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, last month I announced that I'm entering the Democratic primary for governor. I think that the governor's office needs a good mayor. Frankly, we know how to get things done and are on the ground and have taken real direct action. And so that's the kind of work I love doing. And, you know, this passion I have about the smaller communities, frankly, really being left behind by the state and the lack of partnership, I think there's a lot that we could do to make Ohio stronger there. So that's what really drove me into the race.
So all three of you have said we need to encourage women to get involved and not just women. So as we've got just a couple of moments left, we'll go around the table real quick. We'll start with you, Mayor Mihalik. Why should people get involved in politics and their local government?
Because it's all about making the place that we live better. And I think that there's a great opportunity to be able to govern from a perspective that we're servants and, you know, you're public servants and you're doing the best that you can for the communities that you represent. And when you get good people in those positions, great things happen because they want to make things happen. So that's why we should be.
For me, I think, you know, being the mayor of Dayton has been the best experience of my life. It's been the most fulfilling. That you can make a change into people's lives and the community around you is something I just am tickled that I get to get up every single day and do this work. And to have that feeling and let others have that feeling, I think, is something that they shouldn't miss out on.
And real quick, Farm Bureau is geared up for the people who do want to engage, whether they are an R or a D. We can pitch in and help them get started.
Absolutely. It's all about advocacy. It's about making your voice heard. It's about people realizing that if they unify with other people who are of the same mind, that they can make a difference. You've all unified as mayors to say, we want to make a difference. We all unify with our platform to say, here's things that farmers need down at the State House. Here's what they need in D.C. We can make a difference.
Fascinating show. I hope, Carrie, we can get your mayors back in with us today. Very interesting show. Nan Whaley, Mayor of Dayton, Lydia Mihalik, the Mayor of Findlay. You just heard from Yvonne Lasisco of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Thanks to all of you for tuning us in this week on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.